Chapter 3. 10 Fears That Can Lead to Failure. No one disputes that the United States as a whole is overweight and out of shape. America may be the land of the free and the home of the brave, but we're also the land of the couch and home of the potato. More than one-third of our children are overweight or obese. That's not a very promising future. At this point, it's more about motivation and enlightenment. No one's like, "Oh, exercise. So that's good for my health?" 50, man. Never heard that one before. There's no shortage of information and other resources. Books, like this one, are written. Magazine articles published. Diets promoted. Transformation contests held. The diet book category alone on Amazon.com has 30,000 titles. Yes, as a society, we're getting fatter rather than fitter. Anything that encourages healthy transformations should itself be encouraged. We've all seen the before and after pics people snap. Smartphone in one hand, newspaper in the other. Occasionally, this is smoke and mirrors. But much more often than not, people are legitimately transforming. Unfortunately, many people remain unmoved to take action. The couch wins. What's more, many who try these programs don't succeed. Of those who join a gym, between 30 and 40% don't renew their gym membership and presumably stop training. Many of those who do sign up again don't actually work out, or they keep going to the gym yet fail to achieve their desired results. The fact that there are so many new programs every January tells you something isn't working. If everybody shaped up, that would be that. People fail for any number of reasons, but it often boils down to them talking themselves out of a fit body, telling themselves they won't make it.